Thank you, Russian Federation. At least for me, I think looking on to slide number 9 of the informal document number 36, it was quite clear what the outstanding issues are, the not completed working items. However, I understood that it doesn't make sense to continue the discussion for the time being, as it was requested to get first additional data before the information can be used for a further discussion on the two open or not completed working items, so the extension of the system-initiated maneuvers and conditions of withholding hands-on request beyond highways, and the second part about optimizing in-service periodic reporting information, so this Table 1 of Section 7 of UN Regulation 171. My understanding was there was a discussion several times. There is no agreement. Further information is needed first before a discussion can be continued. That is my understanding. I may be wrong. So I understand that it wouldn't make sense, also for the comments made from the floor, it wouldn't make sense to continue at this stage with a discussion trying to address this while the information, further data for evidence and so on is missing. But I may have understood it wrong, so please feel free to correct me. That was my understanding. So the proposal is from the European Commission, as I understood it, to take these outstanding issues listed on page number 10, 11, and 12, and try to find the items which can be addressed on a short term and come up with some prioritization and try to introduce this or bring it into a work plan for a phase 3 to address these items. That's my understanding of what a task for the task force would be. So I'm not sure if a rephrasing of the outstanding issues into questions would be necessary at this stage. But I see the European Commission is asking for the floor, and OICA is also asking for the floor. Ms. Galassi, please.